Last night, I had the honor of attending and speaking on behalf of Shelle Farley, who is running against Kirsten Gillibrand to replace her as a U.S. Senator. She is the Republican candidate, the conservative candidate, and she has the New York State Reform Party nod. It was the first time in my life. I've given a lot of speeches for politicians, Republicans and Democrats, but she asked me to come on the anniversary of my shooting by the Gottis in Camping Hills to tell the story.
So you're taking away kind of her spotlight, which is sort of not intentionally, but that's a...
Right. That is so totally unusual. It shows you the confidence she has.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
She joins us right now. Shelle Farley, thanks for jumping on board here with Juliet Huddy and yours truly.
Hi, Shelle.
Well, Juliet, Curtis, thank you. You did a wonderful job last night. Everyone was riveted by hearing your experience. And you really are Superman after having, as you know, my 11-year-old son was there, and he was like, wow, he, like, lived after being shot four times. I'm like, yes, I know, he's Superman.
Well, now, Shelle, you were asked directly in the crowd by the many people who attended your fundraiser in the Upper East Side, do you want to debate Kirsten Gillibrand?
And my answer is... anywhere, everywhere, as many times as possible. I couldn't agree with you more that Joe Crowley is a chicken. This is ridiculous. And I'm expecting that Kirsten Gillibrand is going to follow in those footsteps. She has always debated once. Last time she debated at Saturday at 10 p.m. But I've said, look, I'll debate at 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't care. Because I think it's really important that we have a debate and that people can hear for themselves how little she has accomplished. I mean, as I talked about last night, she has not gotten a single bill passed in her 11 and a half years, 2 years in Congress and 9.5 years in the Senate. And that is shameful. I mean, that's not helping New York. And we need somebody who's going to put New York first.
Now, you know something, Shelle, you follow the campaign of Michael Graham versus Dan Donovan, which will be resolved on June 26th in a Republican primary. Both of them at odds with one another, but they came on WABC to debate, and it was great. An hour forum, people got to know both these people, and they can make a decision on June 26th. Justin B. Love, please, let's give Gillibrand the same opportunity as giving Shelle Farley, and then let's see if she would come on with Shelle and debate on the 50,000-pound for Watts of Sound.
That would be fantastic.
Well, Curtis, if you were asking, I'm accepting right now, for the record.
All right, so clearly we have one accepting person. We're going to try desperately to get Kirsten Gillibrand. But the story of the day is how the president is treating the issue of separating children from their parents at the border when they come across. What is your opinion on that, Shelle?
Well, my opinion is we have to do something, but I think this is a congressional issue. I actually came out with a statement yesterday fully in favor of Ted Cruz's proposal. And I think this solves the problem. And my point was to Kirsten Gillibrand, look, this solves the problem immediately. And, you know, are you going to have the guts to reach across the aisle and support this bipartisan measure? And, of course, there's been no response.
Now, what exactly is the Ted Cruz initiative, Shelle Farley?
Well, it was to a lot of the issue is that we don't have enough judges who can make these rulings quickly. And so he was doubling the number of judges. He was keeping families together and saying that people have to have a ruling within 14 days.
Well, because the president was saying that we had thousands and thousands of judges to deal with this, which is not true. I think we've got like 300-something, some odd judges. So under Ted Cruz's plan, we would expand that number.
We would. We would double the number. We would keep families together and have a ruling within 14 days. And
after 14 days,
they either go home or they get asylum.
Now, is Donald Trump somebody whose support you want? You want him to be vociferous in his support of you, if it came down to it?
I will absolutely take Donald Trump and everyone else's support and endorsement. I mean, I've said up front that I voted for Donald Trump, and people ask me, well, you know, how are you going to treat his administration? I said, it's simple. When the administration's policies are good for New York, and many of them are, I am supportive. But when they are not good for New York, like the tax bill, I will negotiate and make them better.
All right, how would you do that? Because Shelle Farley, both for New Yorkers, people in Connecticut, people in New Jersey, they only get to deduct $10,000. Previously, they could deduct all their property tax. It's crippling for some. How would you have been able to get that undone as opposed to what Schumer and Gillibrand were able not to do?
Well, they didn't try. I mean, and I think this is the whole point. You can't sit on your hands and complain about something. I mean, I negotiate for a living, right? That is what I've done my entire life in finance and running a business. And you have to have somebody who's going to be representing you. I mean, what was amazing, there was not a single Republican senator from any of these high state tax states. That includes California, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. And if we'd had somebody in the room, we could have changed that. I mean, look at what Marco Rubio was able to do. He was able to double the child tax credit, right, in exchange for his vote. Every vote mattered. And I will be that vote representing the people of New York.
Now, what is your background that you think qualifies you to replace Kirsten Gillibrand as the next U.S. Senator in New York?
Well, as you know, I studied engineering at Stanford. I have a bachelor's and master's in industrial engineering. Then I came to work on Wall Street, worked at Goldman Sachs and UBS Capital, and then did private equity. So ran companies and understand very well that you have to make payroll. You have to only pay out. You can only spend the money that you have in the bank. And I think this is really important life lesson. As you know, as me personally, I'm married. I have, you know, three sons, one of whom you met last night, my 11-year-old. I also have a 16-year-old son who is severely autistic. He needs constant adult supervision. And I have an 18-year-old who is at Seton Hall.
Now, how do you deal with the fact that your husband is a very famous name, Farley? That's who the Central Post Office across the street from us here at Madison Square Garden is named after. Lifelong Democrat. Is he supporting you in this venture?
He is. But I think it is a perfect example as to how I can and we must reach across the aisle to come up with solutions rather than everybody just sort of sitting in their corner and lobbing grenades and complaining about the other side.
Well, then on that note, so do you go to him, you know, and sort of, I guess, do trial run-throughs of what you might be dealing with when you have to deal with people who are actually politicians who are trying to enact laws that might go against what you are believing in and supporting?
I actually think in a lot of the case is that I think we've got to stop the obstruction. And the first part of this, and I think this is why that Curtis and the Reform Party have been supportive of my candidacy, is because I'm hugely in favor of term limits. I have said that I would only serve two terms. I think 12 years is more than enough time to get in there, get the job done, and then leave and let someone else with fresh ideas and enthusiasm come in and take over. What's happening is that people are creating this as a career, and we've got to end the era of career politicians.
You know
what's causing the obstruction.
You know what else we see, though? We've just sort of seen this sort of, I guess, debilitation of values and respect. There's just nothing. It's just, that's not the way people operate anymore, especially in the world of politics. And you sound like a very, I wouldn't say conciliatory person, but somebody who seems very rational and reasonable. I mean, what's going to happen when you start to get into the rat's nest and you're going to have to do some scrapping?
Well, I think I have no problem with that. I actually think that, you know, what is it that sunlight is the best antiseptic? And I think we just have to be vocal. And people have said, you know, one of my big pushes here is that, you know, New York is a donor state, right? We send, you know, more money to D.C. than we get back. And people are always talking about how many cents it is on the dollar. But when you actually calculate, and I looked at what the actual numbers were, do you know that New York taxpayers lost $48 billion last year? That's outrageous. And we've got to bring that money back. And why is it that you don't know about it? No one's talking about it. And that's my job. And so I'm doing it constantly, bringing this up. And that is the only way we're going to get that money back.
Well, now, Shel Farley, if people were interested in your campaign to replace U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, how can they get more information?
Absolutely. They can go to my website, shelfarleyforsenate.com. If it's easier, you can also go to firegillibrand.com.
Firegillibrand.com. I like that.
There you go.
I like that. Well, I do appreciate that. That's Shel Farley. She has the Republican line, the conservative line, and the New York State Reform Party line that I'm chairman of. And the interesting thing is no politician wants to let me come in and outshine them. I understand that. But she said, no, I want you on the anniversary of your shooting by the Gaddis and Gambinos to tell that story.
Well, you said exactly what the summation is, which is that she's confident. She doesn't need to sit there and have to be the center of attention when she already commands it with, you know, with her articulate words.
Exactly.
Unlike mine just now.
1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222.